The Witch and the Little Boy by Stuart Mead, read by Simon Town. October's end has come tonight, with yellow moon and pumpkin lights, and children who've come from east and west in Halloween costumes they are dressed. For the children, the night is fun, and that's not so for everyone. Halloween is a dangerous night, for there is one who'll give you fright. There is a witch with her old black hat and broken teeth and big black cat, and danger in the words she'll say.
Will you come with me today?
Don't go, don't go. The witch, she lies. You cannot trust those dark, dark eyes. If you go, you'll never return. In her fire, you'll surely burn. Along the streets, in the park, she'll search the places that are dark, looking for children, fat or thinner, to take them home for her dinner. She carries a bag of colorful sweets to give to children as a treat. She smiles at the young ones as she tries to trick them with her big fat lies.
You are so cute, like no other. Are you alone? Where's your mother? What? Not here? That can't be nice. You're so cute, so cute, she says twice.
After she has slowly spoken, she smiles with teeth that are broken. In her black eyes there is a fire that shows to all that she's a liar. But one young boy, alone is he, standing under a big black tree. With no brother or sister, alone he cries. Will he believe the witch's lies?
Poor little boy, come with me, away from this big lonely tree, and I will show you wonderful things. We'll laugh and dance and play and sing.
The boy at first is not sure. The witch, she says,
I'll tell you more. The place that I will take you to has lots of games and things to do.
Her heart was cold and very black. Don't go, little boy, you'll not come back. But he was too young and did not know that with a witch you should never go. Through the park and along the street, he followed her with his little feet. All around was the cold black night. Slowly, together, they walked out of sight. Into the forest, up hill and down, silently they walked away from the town.
Are you lost? The boy asked with a sigh. I think I am, came the witch's reply.
Good, said the boy. No one's about. No one will hear you when you shout.
What do you mean by that? She said.
The boy replied, soon you'll be dead. Before the witch could run or fly, the little boy caught her with his eye. His right eye grew and grew and grew. It was large and round and red and blue. His eye was like a rock on fire. Black witch, you listen. I am no liar. Your end has come this Halloween night. From now, all children will be all right. Safe from you for all time. No longer afraid of your deadly crimes. Witch,
Be gone, I order you. You must do what I tell you to. His eye burned bright like the sun. It burned the witch. His job was done. Into the earth she disappeared. Never again would she be feared. The little boy walked back into town. He was met by others who gathered round. Where have you been? We thought you were dead. I've been for a walk, is all he said.